The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kitten Daf Peches, Get Moose. The Mishnah discussed that Get Moose be Yisrael Kosher Ubeiv Kichom Apostle. And the Gemara said, "Moman Machmon Moshmul Get Moose be Yisrael Kedin Kosher." If the get was given takama usa, forced, coerced, but because it was given by Israel, kedin, it's kosher. Even though we know the halacha is, if somebody forces somebody to give something away, the halacha is, it's not a matonah. Tell you of a zovin, if you force somebody to sell, zvini zvini, you say agav, once say gomro makni. He gets money and he gets oinus, so he sells. But talu of a yohiv, if you force somebody to give something away, in matanos, in matana. More than that, by get, it's much more sure. The first thing that's ma'akiv in a get, mina Torah, Rambam famously says, asolot dvorim, shev ika aget mina Torah. Number one is, shalo yigaru sheishel alatzoyne. I want it to separate pasuk. V'hoyo, it has to be that husband doesn't want his wife, and that's the reason why he's megarish. If he's not megarish because he wants to get, there's no gerushin. So on the first account we say, Taisus and Barbasha says that something that a person is mechuyev to do is already considered like a sale. He's getting a benefit that he's doing his chiv. So in Ochanami he's losing his wife, but that's already not Talyu of Yoiv. So with Bezdin Paskin that he has to do it, and he's Mechuyiv to do it, so he's Gomer Omegarish. But besides for that, there's another problem. How do you have Rotzen here? So on that we say that because he said Roitzani, Koyfinoyosel Achrey Meroitzani, the Bezdin forced him, and the Isri was done kedin. So we say avad that the person had rotten for gerushin, maybe also mitzvah shmei de bechacham if they go on to. But therefore we could say the get was taka being done be rotten abal shaloi kedin. If it wasn't done al pi bezdin, or if it wasn't done because the person was mechuyev al pi din. In the Mishnayos and Ksubis to give a get, so there's nothing to talk about. You're missing the first element of the get. That shloyegarish ishel l'rtzoyne, it has to be his will, and you're missing also that it's taliyuv yoyev, because he's not b'mikayim any chiyuv. So the only etzah to get a get would be to have a bezin kosher for Israel to paskin that he's mechuyev to give a get and give a get al pi them, and otherwise the get is batal min haTorah. The Rambam paskins that a get meusa even if it's shaloi kedin or kedin ba'akum is only possible in Rabbanon, and there he explains the reason. Then Mr. Rambam, because a person's rotten really to do the right thing, and he's only required for himself, Yitzhak Ara. But al kuponim, that Rambam is gebayt on Rabbi Shalashi in our Gemara. Rabbi Shalashi says that there again, most of it become kosher. Umat tam omer pasul shaloi tehei kolachas v'achas v'leches v'teil atzim evi kachavim. But our Gemara paskid Rabbi Shalashi b'dusi. So that's the most we should disagree with the Rambam. And therefore, it's a discussion of a shayla of a get bottle in a Torah. And so, to make kfiya kedin, avada, is a tremendous undertaking. You have to have a bezdin and a psak bezdin that's kosher in the terms, at least enough to make a psak to the emotive moment. it's true of Rabbi Yashiv, right? If the Baal is not around and you want to dance shalei b'fonav, avada you can't dance shalei b'fonav. If somebody will take, if Dayanim will take money for this, chas v'shalom, this, whatever psul, pasul, and a pesdin, they have to make sure that the kfiyah is done kedin. So, most cases, we're not talking about doing a kfiyah chorzin with, especially not to go ba'alomis, to go with all kinds of kfiyahs that are considered against the Choy Kamedina, the Elma from the Friedrich generations, Moshe Feinstein, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, all held that there's no such thing. I'm not mechuyev to go and go break the law. So, get ma'usri kedin b'yisrael is not the eitzah how to get a get out of a husband. What is the eitzah? A lot of times, where there's a husband that's misar of a din, he's running away. The only eitzah that you can have, and it's called unta nafshei. That means all oinus, oinus of a gufoy, oinus of a moment, if you're going to force him in his goofy, you're going to force him in his moment, you're going to put him in tisa, even to frighten him that you could do it. If somebody has the power to do it, he'll say, I'll throw you in jail if you don't come. This would all be a shayla of a get ma'usa. But the eitzah that there is it's called the unta d'nafshei. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, Marshal, tell you b'zov and zvini zvini. Why? Because every person he loves, the honest, if he wouldn't need money, he wouldn't do the sale. So what is he doing? He needs money. So he sells. So he said, he can come and say, I didn't want to sell because if I wouldn't need money, I wouldn't sell. That's not a taina. You can't come and stop the sale because you had a personal oinus. So the Gemara says that Yunashani Loch, Unse the Nafshema, Unse the Achini. So therefore, an oinus the Nafshei, that is not called an oinus. So the Moshe Rabbeinu Tam was misakin in a lot of cases. He says, what you do is, you make a cherem, not on the person, you put the person in cherem, because that would be forcing him. But you say, nobody, cherem on everybody else, that they shouldn't have anything to do with him, they shouldn't be Mala's kids, they shouldn't do him any favors, and therefore, the person is not going to be receiving favors anymore. So now he has a personal problem, and to get himself out of his personal predicament, he will want to come and give a get. Marshal Tashbat says, if a person was put into jail because of chiyuv that he had to giving mezoinus, he has to give mezoinus, so he has a problem. He has to, see, they put him in jail for mezoinus. Now you come to him and you tell him, listen here, if you want us to help you get out of jail, we're going to need a get from you. So he makes a decision on his own. Listen, it's worth it for me to give the get on my own in order to get myself out of the predicament that I have in my own life. So therefore, that's considered a complete rotzen for gerushin. The question is, in case where their get was included in a settlement of a divorce, and part of the settlement was that the hibah will give a get, and if he doesn't give a get at this time, then he has to pay a knas of so much and so much money. So now the question is, if the person decides afterwards, I don't want to give the get, I'm only giving the get because I don't have the money to pay the knas, is that called a get ma'usa? So the Beis Yosef brings a tshuva from Ramaimon Jal, which was asked back and forth with Tashbat on Reuven shekonas atzvei meir duhum la'adin ha'ir, im yachzei es ishtu v'loyegar shenu. If I take her back and I don't divorce her, I have to pay so much money, and then afterwards it was megarosh v'bitul kobedoi, is that called a get ma'usa? So he says the truth is that's not called a get ma'usa, because get ma'usa only is when the kohen, they force him to do something that is against his wish, something that he doesn't want to do, and they force him until he does it, or they frighten him to do something to be mafsed him if he doesn't divorce. But in this case, he mechayev himself, means to say, you wanted a divorce, so you mechayev yourself in what you wanted to do. That's not called kfir, because as much as you megarish, it's only megarish, and this that you can't get her back, that's not an oinus, because that was your rotzon lechatchila, and therefore the whole knas was just to mechazik yourself, and it's not a shayla. Rabbeinu Peretz writes, and this is Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to matter a shvur, that a person took a shvur to Megarish, we have to matter it before we give a get. Why is that? So it shouldn't be Doim Ala Oynes, he says. So Rabbi Naiman wanted to say that that's different, because shvur is directly on the get, and over here it's not directly on the get. The Tashbat answers him back that really Rabbi Peretz, who says that there's you have to matter shvus before you give the get, that's just a chumra ba'alma. But meikar adin, avada, you don't need to matter shvus, because manavshach, if it's a shvus bitui, a person took a shvus that he has to give a kosher a get. So what he has to do is make himself have rotzen to give the get. And if you'll say that he can't do it because it's not possible, having a get when you have a shvuah on you, it's called a get mosa, so I can't give a get, so that would be called a shvuah shov. So therefore, he says, really, there's no reason to have to be matter a shvuah in order to give the get. So it's only a chomer ba'alma. So the ikadin, he's maskim to, deals with the rayas of the Ramayman, but in the ikad locha, he's maskim to the svara of the Ramayman. The problem is, the base Yosef brings the shvuah saraj right afterwards, that the question was Reuven, Baal Leah, Mekroive Leah, the family of the wife, got him to ask Komer that he'll give a get, and there was a knas that he'll pay 1,000 dinar, Sheyagalosh Azmana Kavur. And then what happened afterwards, he was in Scharet, he had Charot, he said he didn't want to do it, and they told him, listen, you have to come give the get because of the knas, and he tried to get the knas off, but they were mashpia that he shouldn't be able to get it off. And Lamaisa, he came, he didn't know, he says, he didn't know that he could be Moshe Medoy, and he came and he gave the get. Zok the Rajbo, halochi is nearly shaget zem usu uposo, kol shu yoidim bo'intzoy, afal bishalay Moshe Medoy, because this is a get ma'usa. The person doesn't want to give the get. The only thing that's forcing him to give the get is this knas that he took on himself. But avada, this is, so you, maybe you'll tell me, he says, that the person is gaining because he's getting out of the knas, so it should be doma to taliu of his zovin. See, that's only where you're gaining money. But here you're not gaining any money, you're only being nitzel from the hefset. It's even worse than every husband who's gaining, that he doesn't have to give any more sherek sosva oina. And therefore the Rajba comes out and he says this is a get ma'osa and it's possible. So the Rama in Shulchan Aruch brings this Truvas Ramaimin and the Truvas Rajba as a machloikis, and he says that Esh machmir mafil b'chai gavne toiv loch shalchatchid lo lepoitrim en haknas avalon kvar givish upnei zeh. Because he toiled b'tchil to our kach, he says l'maisa b'diavad you can be semechon to the tshuva of Ramayim. L'maisa the achroidim, the Mishkanes Yankiv, also a lot of achroidim they call it this, the Beis Meir, the Quintus Medova Oynes, the Machash, So the Mechta Meliyahu goes like that. They all say that Avadeh, there's no machoikis here. There's one question where somebody took on Beritzoinoi, something that would force him into doing this, but we haven't seen that it changed from this task. Just he took on this Lezruzin Lapshe, and we haven't heard from him anything else. But where he showed, where he was mischaret, and he did something to try to get out of the oinus, there already, it's a different story. There we say, it's called a get mu'osa, and it's possible. I think a strong raya to the chiluk that he says is the Truas Ritvo. The Ritvo, which the B'Tzayis brings in Kufran Dalet, and really the Ramah brings over here, says that if somebody took a shvua to make a get, and l'maisa he went through with the get, l'maisa the halacha is that it's not a get mu'osa because he stuck there, because he should have looked for a way. If that will be the case, that he's mischaret, sadly, it's not illegal. So he says that he hasn't showed us that he's mischaret. Lemaisa, the Ritva himself, it's another Truvas Ritva, which the Beis Yosef brings in Kuf Samach Hei, and also in the Chedush Ritva, in Kedush and Daf Nun, and in Bo Metziah Daf Samach Aleph, they all say clearly that there's a problem of somebody who's does Chalitza Mekoyach HaShvua, or Mechila Machmas HaShvua, it's considered an oinus. And the Chilik will be partial like this, that if we know that he was mischaret, so we know that it's that he does not have the original rotzen which he in order to give the get, he's just left with the chiv, and the chiv is pushing him to give the get, even though he took it upon himself. Avada, it's still called an oinus. The negay is shvur. It's possible that you could hold that avada shvur is considered. Is not considered oinus and Rebbeinu Peretz the chumra. And again, that lemaisa, there's another tshuva from Yehuda ben Harosh that he says that we koyf him, even if we know he's mischaret, we koyf him to mekayim the shvua because he has a mitzvah kolyet and pivyase, and we koyf on that. But when you get a knas, there's no reason to say that you have a din to be koyf him to mekayim the knas. But there's another question here. The Chazon Ish has very shver this Truvas HaRashba, because this person took upon himself a knas. And if you say the knas was done in such a way that he owes the money, so now, what was forcing you? The Metzius is you owe the money. And now, if you don't pay the money, if you want to pay the money, pay the money. If you want to get it, but there's no way out of paying this knas unless you give the get. So this is a perfect tune. So the nafshei, even though in the Mishkan Yisakif it says l'chatchil it should be machmer even on unto the nafshei, but the Chazon Ish asks, this is not called an oinus at all. The guy took upon himself a knas. Why should we get him out of the knas? He gives the get perfectly berotzen. He wants to get himself out of this knas. I think maybe to explain difference here, the Torah's Gittin really says in such a case, what will be if somebody will say that he can't be mekayim the tnai of this chiv. He made a chiv, and the tnai of this chiv is not giving the get. Should the tnai be bottle, would we be left with a chiv over here? Would he still have an obligation to pay the knas? See, he says over here, this knas only exists. The whole knas is only there. The whole chiv to pay the knas is only there as a knas. Shelo yigarish, a knas for somebody who's not being megarish, and that means he'll give the get, he'll get out of this chiv. So this chiv, could we look at it like something that he already has such a chiyuv in his life, such an obligation, and by taking care, by giving the get, he's relieving himself of an obligation that he has outside of the get? Or is this obligation only here as a means to force him to give a get? And outside of get, if the get wouldn't be an issue, then there wouldn't exist such an obligation. So this obligation is forcing him to give a get. So such an obligation can't possibly be what's giving him the rotten to megaris. As the Teres Gittin says, the only etzah lamaisa is, according to the day of the Rajwa, is to make that she will be potter from all her chiyuvim, and the Baal will still be mechuyev in chiyuvim of sherkses v'oinim. Such chiyuvim, if those chiyuvim are too demanding on the husband, and he wants to get himself out of those demanding chiyuvim, that avad is anointed in nafshei. But if the husband has a new chiyuv that was put on him specifically for the purpose of giving a get, and by relieving this chiyuv, by giving the get and getting rid of this chiyuv, he's not getting anything besides for getting away the chiyuv that was being pushed on him to give the get. That avada could be a shalif and a get ma'usa. So therefore, Rabbi the Shkoyler Beliyahu Levin wanted to say that very important, and they make a prenuptial agreement, and they want to do this for the purpose that if somebody should be misarev even later, he'll be mechuyev in certain amount of money. If he doesn't come and give a get, that will be a shalav a get mosa. It would have to be done in such a way that the archiyuvim, which are real chiyuvim that are going to exist l'maisa, mitzad chiyuvim sherek soina, and they will be nischayev at that time. So then, when the person is coming to give the get, he's coming to get rid of chiyuvim that actually exist in his life. Then it wouldn't be a shayla to get mosa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.